Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Bob Love and April Suskey. Talk about University of Alaska Southeast. And it is not too early to think about summer and fall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So in the academic calendar, you're always planning ahead, always thinking ahead. So April, why don't you tell us what's happening right now at UAS? What's the calendar?
Oh, the calendar. Well, right now we are registering for summer classes. Summer registration just opened up. If you're a program student and if you just want to take some classes, you can start in on the, what is it, Bob, the 11th? Or
yeah, March 11th.
March 11th, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's going on right now. Fall registration starts April 1st. It's coming right up. And then the other thing is at the Student Success Center, we're really kind of expanding what we're doing, and we're moving into career exploration. And so that's sort of the reason that we wanted to come and talk with you today to tell you about some new things that we're doing at UAS.
And what does career exploration mean? Does it mean like options?
Well, yeah, it means, you know, there's just a lot of people who really don't have a really good, clear idea of what they want to do. And, you know, it's just too expensive to go to school and not really know why you're there and not really have a goal. So we really want to help people. I mean, part of being successful is to know what you're doing, and have a good, clear goal, and to make really rational steps forward toward that goal. And so that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to help people do that.
And how specifically do you do that?
Okay, well, one of the things that we've got that's kind of new is a new aptitude test that we're offering. It's actually it originated with the Department of Defense. it's called the ASVAB, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, and most of the people that take that today do not intend to go to the armed services. Your scores won't be sent to the armed services unless you want them to, but it's really rational.
A good caveat to put out there.
Yeah, I mean, it has almost nothing to do. Historically, it started out with military, but it's really not anymore. But it's a great way for people to find out where their skills are currently, and what really they would like to do, and how much education or training they need to do a variety of jobs that are out there. It's very, like I say, it's just really rational. It's a reasonable way to make a choice for what you want to do, rather than just sort of blindly thinking, oh, I'll take this or I'll take that.
Is there a cost for taking this?
Oh, it's free.
Oh, great. And and how would they schedule this sort of job career horoscope?
We are offering the tests one time a month now, and they just call us at the Student Success Center. They can call me at 747-7703. We'll put your name on the list.
Bob, have you taken this test?
I've seen it because we used to use it as a counseling tool at Mount Edgecombe, again, for
the
sophomores, and a lot of it was the military would come down and actually present the test to the students. But that is, you know, times change and focus change. And so I saw it at the Career and Tech Ed Conference in the fall, and a lot of schools are expanding into different venues for career exploration, which reminds me, with the high-demand jobs and healthcare industry big in our state specifically, well, not just our state, everywhere, we're attending, April, Cheryl and I are planning on going to Focus at UAA on health career pathways, and get more information and be able to share that with our students in the Student Success Center. So we're excited about that. That's going to happen in April, mid-April. So hopefully we'll have that geared up for the fall.
And you have something medical-related at the end of this month, an event?
Yes, I have Kids to College, and everybody referred to it the last few years as I'm Going to College. It's still pretty much the same format. We have the sixth graders at Blatchley that do an exploration. They come to our campus and do a venue of different stations with our professors, everything from, again, career and tech. There's construction and welding. There's fisheries. There's marine biology stuff, career.
Health career information choices, management.
Health sciences,
yeah.
All the health areas kind of in one area. So there's six different venues that the students do. And then the activities, they get everything from piggy banks to knapsacks to materials and books. And the final venue is happening at Blatchley. So it's March 28th. It's a Thursday. It's Blatchley pretty much all in the whole morning session.
So you get your college swag
instead
of souvenirs.
And it sounds like at any age you can reevaluate what you want to be when you grow up. Is that a sort of a more modern take on college? Because at one time you went to college, you chose your major, and that's what you were going to be the rest of your life. Is it more of, we're looking for the more flexible employee, or it's okay to switch gears in life?
Well, I think that a lot of people are finding that what they originally went to school for maybe didn't quite work out. And so they're coming back because they want to do something that's definitely going to lead them towards a career. A lot of our students are people that are coming back to school after having already been out in the workforce for a while. So, yeah, I think you're right about that.
And you have some new programs at UAS. Is that a result of sort of fulfilling the community or Alaska's needs?
Yeah, I think that's a really nice way to put that. Yeah, let's see. The newest program that we have starting out in the fall is the, it's the Associate of Applied Science in Law Enforcement. And so we're really excited about that. You know, people can come. We've already got a lot of people that are interested in taking it. It's completely 100% distance. And what it enables you to do is to learn about justice. And then it kind of it prepares you if you want to go further. If you need to, if you want to go further, you're going to go to get a bachelor's, for example. It articulates 100% with the justice program in Fairbanks and Anchorage. A lot of people need to have the degree in order to get more compensation at work. So this is one of the things that we're doing. We're really excited about it. We have a really great professor who's starting out in the fall, Dave Sexton, who has many, many years in the field. I mean, he's very seasoned. And so we're really excited about that. And also Fish Tech is expanding. And it's expanding all over the state of Alaska, but it's newly going to be coordinated here at the UAS Sitka campus, and so we've got some interest in that. That's headed up by Jim Sealand here. So those are the two new academic programs that are happening.
It seems that there's always a Fish Tech position available through the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear that both law enforcement and Fish Tech, that there's actually in-state jobs
folks. Yeah, there are. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're also working, so everybody knows that, of course, Southeast is a big player, but also we're doing coordination with like Homer and Bristol Bay. And so there's a lot of buy-in for this marine initiative. You've heard a lot of this stuff going on at the state level. So that's kind of where our focus is going to be. And we're, I guess, retooling it and putting the program out. And again, expanding it basically is a good word. And we're looking forward to that as well.
So with all these, the career expansion, the new programs, a lot of folks don't actually sometimes go over the bridge to look at your facility. And you actually have some expansion there. You have a new auditorium.
We do. You want to talk about it, Bob?
I guess I can. yes, we have right now the lectures for outside presenters, and Kitty LeBounty's big on that. She brings in a lot of professional speakers that come. I'd say it seats comfortably about 100 people, but the impressive part is the video conferencing capabilities in that facility and the sound and the pictures as well, the audio visual effects are pretty impressive. And so we had our awards banquet there, and John Martin presented his thing on bears at Chichikov Island, which was really cool. So we got to practice, I guess you could say, in January, and now we're starting to roll it out. It's slowly starting, and it's being booked a lot now, it seems like, for lectures and activities. It's a really nice community atmosphere for people, so we're looking forward to utilizing that with the community.
So there's a lot of reasons to go to UAS.
Yeah. I mean, that new auditorium has all the bells and whistles. I'm telling you, the screens are absolutely huge. And, it's a great place. We're having graduation there, as a matter of fact, On May 3rd is when our next graduation is, and we've got something new happening this year with graduation. We have so many of our students are actually not living here in Sitka. About 80% of our credit hours are distance hours. A lot of our students are located in the Anchorage-Matsu area. And so we, as a component of graduation this year, we're going to video conference in a group of students that are graduating in the Anchorage area. And so it's not going to be like a separate graduation at all. It's one graduation. It's one event, but we're going to be all together. And part of it is because of our new auditorium.
How very modern of you.
I know.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Bob Love and April Suske, telling us more about UAS. And then how can folks contact you?
Well, they can call me at 747-7703. Yeah, you can call the main number, 747-7717. Bob?
And I'm at 747. This is a hard one to remember. 7777. Four sevens. You can't miss that one.
You can fall on the phone and probably reach Bob Love.
Yes, you can.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.